Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Is the July 4th holiday a recipe for disaster given the issues with the system right now?
There are going to be challenges, but we're watching it closely and we're talking to the airlines every day.
We need to spur the transition to green shipping.
But the bottom line is, ultimately, the reason why gas prices are up is because of Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
This is a special edition of The Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines.
Day number 320.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. So with the biggest month ever in history in terms of illegal immigrants crossing into the country illegally, but remember, they get preferential treatment. There's no background check. There's no COVID testing. There's no vaccine mandate. You get a free Biden phone and free transportation on a chartered aircraft to one of the 48 states in the continental U.S. Anyway, Greg Abbott, after the death of these 53 migrants in the back of this 18-wheeler, said Joe Biden has blood on his hands. And he also said they're dying. People are dying because Biden doesn't enforce the laws. Here's what he said.
Every year, there are many reports about migrants who lose their lives in the heat. I was visiting with the sheriff moments ago. And he was telling me reports about how there have been multiple people in just the past week who had lost their lives, mostly from heat exhaustion. There may have been, in addition to that, one or two who lost their lives in the river. This is harsh terrain and harsh weather. And because of the way that the Biden administration is not enforcing the immigration laws, it's attracting people and enticing people to make this very dangerous trek, causing them to lose their lives. I urge the president, stop the loss of lives. You have the ability to stop people from losing their lives if you make it clear that no one can come across illegally. There's a perfectly legal way that people can immigrate to the United States of America.
So what does our border czar do? Does she step up, take responsibility beyond going to Latin America to deal with the root causes of illegal immigration, as she calls it? No, she lashes out at Governor Abbott for pointing out the obvious. She didn't lash out at the Mexican president, but pretty much Abbott and the Mexican president said the same thing. So she just lashes out at Governor Abbott. Listen.
Really highlights part of the problem, because his response, where there are 50 dead bodies in his state, is to go straight to politics instead of dealing with the realities of the issue. We also need to take seriously the fact that we have a broken immigration system that was decimated by the last administration, and we've been trying to, and we are on the path doing it, to fix that broken system.
How could she say any of that with a straight face? Giggling at all inappropriate moments, Vice President. I mean, it's insane. We had stay in Mexico. That policy was in place. President Trump built the border wall, some 500 plus miles of it. We ended the insanity of catch and release. Now Joe Biden and she have both doubled down on process and release. They're releasing anybody into the country. It's pretty unbelievable. And she hasn't lifted a finger to fix the problem at the border. And what she says about Governor Abbott's just a lie. He's down there almost, you know, on a weekly basis at a minimum. Mark Morgan, former acting CBP commissioner, Heritage visiting fellow. Tom Homan, former acting ICE director, also a Heritage visiting fellow. Welcome both of you back to the program. Mark Morgan, I'll ask you, you know, they're blaming Donald Trump, and Donald Trump had the border under control. The stay in Mexico policy, this goes to the heart of the Supreme Court case today. That was the one big case that didn't go our way. That policy worked wonders during the Trump administration.
Sean, everything you said, I couldn't have said better myself. You're spot on. Look, I'll steal Tom Homan's line. What this administration inherited the most secure border in our lifetime, and they intentionally unsecured the border. It's not real complicated. If you have a system of deterrence and consequences, you're going to stop illegal immigration. You're going to stop death and destruction. By February of 2020, we had reduced illegal immigration by 85%. Think about that. Look, we're just talking about the 53, the tractor trailer incident, the worst single smuggling incident in our history. But look, Sean, we haven't even talked about the 700 plus dead migrants that have been recovered at our border, the thousands, untold numbers that have become victims of trafficking, and those that have been victimized on their journey up here. Those are also untold numbers. That everything that this president and the Secretary Mayorkas and Vice President has just been saying is an absolute abject lie. And the last thing I'll say, Sean, when is enough enough? How many more Americans and migrants have to die before we say we must secure our border and save lives? Governor Abbott is right. The blood of these 53, the human beings, are on the hands of Secretary Mayorkas and President Biden.
Tom Homan, we'll get your take.
Well, look, I agree with everything Mark said, but she makes a statement that the immigration system's broken. They broke it. And I'm sick and tired. The secretary goes on TV, well, you know, the prior administration dismantled the system. No, the prior administration developed the system that gave us an 85% decrease in illegal immigration at a 40-year low. And we come to these deaths. I got an argument with a reporter yesterday, the moron. He says, well, we had tractor-trailer deaths during the Bush administration, Mr. Homan, because you're the one that investigated that. You've been on TV talking about it. I said, well, here's the difference. Under the last 2 years of the Trump administration, when he successfully got immigration down at 85%, do the math. If we took 85% of the cars off the highway, would we have less highway deaths? Of course. I says in Doctors Without Borders, says 31% of women that make the journey get sexually assaulted by the cartels. When illegal immigration is at a 40-year low, when it's down 85%, less people come. Less people put themselves in the hands of criminal cartels who don't give a damn about them. So more people die. This administration broke a lot of records. As Mark said, they got the record of migrant deaths under Joe Biden. Tell me that's humane. They got the record on illegal immigration. They got the record on Americans dying of overdose death.
They got the record a few days ago. This is the most tragic incident of migrant deaths in the history of this nation. This administration failed. The only one that dismantled the system is the Biden administration. He does have blood on his hands. These people would not have crossed on the last 2 years of Donald Trump because immigration was so low. We detained people. We removed people. There wasn't catch and release. When you make the promise, cross our border, you won't be detained, and ICE can't arrest you because you're just simply here illegally, the most vulnerable people in the world are going to take that risk, and they didn't do it under President Trump.
What do we know about this new caravan that is formed? We're told there are reports the largest caravan to date, Mark Morgan.
Yeah, look, this is something Tom and I and others, Sean, have been talking about. This is very predictable. We know all the players. It's the same organizers that have been there in the past. Now they feel more empowered and more emboldened than ever. And this latest Supreme Court decision that says now the administration can absolutely get rid of Title 42, it's just another message among many. It's not the only one, but it's one message among many that right now sends a message to the entire world, Sean, that if you come to our borders, you enter illegally, there will be no consequences. In fact, we will help facilitate your entry, and we will reward you from illegally entering. And it goes back to what Tom said. Think about it. Who's not going to come? I mean, it's not complicated. If there's no deterrence, they're going to come. And Secretary Mayorkas, Sean, I know you and I've talked about this before. His one of his taglines is that they're developing a safe, orderly, and humane system. It's a crock. It's an absolute lie. There's no such thing as a safe, orderly, and humane illegal immigration process. It's an oxymoron, and he knows it. And this caravan that is forming multiple caravans is just another indication of how the tsunami is going to continue to come. Migrants are going to continue to literally risk and lose their lives because this administration's policies, and they're rolling out the welcome mat to the entire world.
And we may not see the full consequences of open borders for maybe even years to come. We know that we have had encounters with people that have radical associations. And, you know, to me, Tom Homan, it's very simple. I support legal immigration. I don't really care what country you come from. Just do it legally. Work within the system. Then you have to have a background check to make sure you don't have radical associations. In the middle of a pandemic, I think you need a health check. That would mean, yes, you need to be tested for COVID, et cetera. Then I would also say that you have to prove your ability to take care of yourself, that you won't be a financial burden on the American people. To me, all of those things are common sense. None of those things are happening. And then you add to this, you know, preferential treatment with free phones and free transportation. Most Americans, they're not getting free phones. They're not getting free transportation.
Everything you just said was in President Trump's immigration plan that he sent it. And the first 2 years on Trump, he was in support of him. Everything you said was in his plan. Me and Mark, at the White House, we worked on that plan. So it makes perfect sense. But here's something important that no one's talking about, and I want your listeners to understand this. Why did President Trump put the Remain in Mexico program? Because he knew two data points. Number one data point, the immigration court data says 9 out of 10 Central Americans who claim asylum at the border never get released from U.S. courts because they either don't show up or they don't qualify. And what happens to that 9 out of 10 that gets order removed by federal judge? According to the Homeland Security Lifecycle Report, if you're an AUAC, an alien child, you leave 3% of the time. If you're a family unit, you leave 6% of the time. If you're a single adult, you leave 22% of the time. President Trump said, what the hell are we doing? If 90% lose their case or committing fraud, and only 3 to 6% leave when they're ordered, why the hell we keep doing it? So these people, now that Remain Mexico is off the table now, 90% more people commit fraud, they don't qualify, they lose their case, and they go nowhere because ICE is not allowed to even look for them now. So the 3 and 6%, consider that a good number because it's going to be 0% now. This is a part of their plan of open borders, and not only open borders, let's stop interior enforcement so they never leave.
Well, they're never going to leave. And I think Democrats then will hold out something of great value and hope that in exchange for citizenship, maybe you'll like us better than these other guys. I do think there's a political component to it. Historically, I know there's been Republicans that want cheap labor and Democrats that want to give amnesty in the hopes that they will get votes in return. So everyone's got their own agenda to that. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. More with Tom Homan and Mark Morgan on this Supreme Court ruling and what it means for the borders, eliminating the stay in Mexico policy. If you're looking for more space at home, maybe less space even, maybe you want an investment property, whatever the case is, it's in your best interest to act now. Review your budget. Start the pre-approval process for your mortgage. If Goldman Sachs is right and we have 8 more rate increases in the next 18 months, you're going to be really happy with this rate a year, 2 years from now. Get ahead of rising rates. Real estate will continue to be a healthy investment. It usually is, even though prices may go down, at least in value for a period of time. But if you get a competitive deal from a lender who cares, like AmericanFinancing.net, you're going to do well. And the great thing is they'll look at your entire financial picture. They'll look at not only refinancing or getting you the mortgage for your new home, but they'll look at debt consolidation possibilities as well. And they'll give you a free, no obligation, financial mortgage and debt consolidation review with their professionals. Absolutely free, no obligation. 866-615-9200. 866-615-9200 or on the web, AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
America listens to Sean Hannity, and he's on right now.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
All right, we continue with Mark Morgan, former CBP commissioner, and Tom Homan, former acting ICE director, based on today's Supreme Court decision. Well, sadly, not keeping the Remain in Mexico policy adopted by Donald Trump. I don't care, again, where you come from, Mark Morgan. I just want you to do it legally, like my grandparents did when they came to Ellis Island from Ireland at the turn of the last century.
Yeah, Sean, it's that simple. Tom and I have had discussion 100 times as well. We're all for legal immigration. And look, we're all for even having discussion of how we can improve our legal immigration system. We're all in. But this is about illegal immigration. But, Sean, more importantly, I know you know this, is that this is first and foremost about border security. And what a lot of people, what this administration continues to lie to the American people about, is somehow you could support and be for border security while at the same time support illegal immigration. It doesn't work that way. They're mutually connected. They're not mutually exclusive. As illegal immigration goes up, our ability to secure our border goes down. Why? Because 80, 90% of our border tour resources are pulled off their front line and they're fulfilling administrative duty, hospital watch, detention assignments, as well as processing. What happens? Large areas of the border are wide open, unmonitored, unsecure. What's happened? Drugs are pouring in, killing Americans, the highest record we ever had, as Tom said. We've got criminals, murderers, rapists, pedophiles, gang members that are pouring in, and a national security threat. I mean, Sean, how much more do we need? I mean, we just recently
I got more. There's an article on the Free Beacon that says the Homeland Security Department and the State Department last week amended federal immigration laws to allow foreigners who provided insignificant material support to designated terror groups receive immigration benefits or other status, according to the policy published in the Federal Register. And examples of these individuals would fall into a new category, according to the announcement, including individuals who provided humanitarian assistance or routine commercial transaction to terror groups. And most believe this is part of the Iranian negotiation the Biden administration is involved in, because they won't get domestic energy here, so they're begging the Iranians. That would mean individuals that work for Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard that has killed, you know, hundreds of Americans, would now have access to our borders? Last word, Tom Homan.
That's exactly right. And look, the Border Patrol has already admitted they arrested 50 people on terror screening database. We got over 800,000 gotaways, recorded gotaways like camera, drone, and sensor traffic, 800,000. Border Patrol has arrested people from 161 countries. Many of this country sponsored terrorism. If you don't think a single one of the 800,000 gotaways came here to do us harm as a terrorist, then you're ignorant of the data. And I'll say one more thing, that the Border Patrol has been pushed so hard to process people and release them quickly, because they don't want overcrowding. Nothing to see here, no overcrowding. They've even released non-suspected terrorists. Bill Malusian broke a story 2 weeks ago. They processed a guy that couldn't wait for his vetting to clear. They're in a hurry to release him. 2 days later, he's hot, and they had to go find him. How many more cases like that? So we just they have vetting there to release them quicker than they get the vetting back.
I appreciate both of you. Thanks for being with us. Mark Morgan, Tom Homan. When we come back, wide open phones, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
The one thing you can always count on. Sean Hannity is back on the radio.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, let's go to Don is in Iowa, the great state of Iowa. Don, how are you? Glad you called. That's the heartland. Many great people in the great state of Iowa. I love Iowa. I love your state fair, too. I've been there a number of times.
Thank you so much, Don, for taking my call. I really appreciate that. I also appreciate what a great job you guys do setting up your show. It's just amazing how much work you put into it.
Well, we try our hardest. We put our heart and soul into it. Thank you for noticing. But that's our job. And you know what? We're just one little spoke in the wheel. And I'm sure you're working your ass off every day, too, like everybody else.
I'm in an 18-wheeler, Sean. I'm a truck driver up here. And you'd appreciate my truck. I just put a big old Patriot on the side of it.
Oh, nice. Are you an owner-operator?
I am. I have three trucks.
Oh, awesome. Okay, congratulations. I know prices are down a little bit because demand has slowed somewhat, but I also know that everybody that I know in trucking, I happen to know a lot of people in it, they're charging more because of the price of diesel that has doubled.
The price of diesel has tripled, and maybe a touch more than tripled. Remember, we were paying $1.80 a gallon just a few years ago with a different president in office, and now we're paying almost $6 a gallon. That's tripled. So
that's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's unsustainable. We're losing drivers left and right. They say they want more drivers, but owner operators, small company operators, can't sustain right now. They're dropping.
And then you're probably experiencing this because my friends are. If one of your trucks goes down and you need a part, they're having a hard time getting parts now because of the supply chain crisis. One group of friends, they have a small trucking company like you do. They had to take one truck off the road just to use it for spare parts to keep the other trucks on the road.
No, that's absolutely right. I've got a truck with a small problem that's going to be 2 months out before it gets back on the road.
It's costing you a fortune. I mean, that's a third of your income just sitting there.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I'm so sorry. By the way, thank you for what you do every day. People need to understand, every store we go to, everything we buy, every shelf would be empty, but for people like you that deliver these goods and services that we love so much.
Yes, thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. But the reason I called was over this travesty that happened to those now 53 illegal immigrants that died in the back of that semi. I'll tell you, in that 53-foot trailer, I've been in those 53-foot trailers with the back doors open and backed up to a dock. So we had airflow in there and in Texas, and I was roasting my butt off. And these poor people had to suffer tremendously. And
could you imagine dying like that? Could you imagine how awful that is?
No. And in the future, anybody needs to know, go through the roof. It's the weakest point in a trailer. But that has to be. I've feared getting trapped in my own trailer, you know, being out working in the trailer, somebody coming by and shutting the doors on me. So I can only imagine the horror. But it was all 100% avoidable because we had a secure wall going up, and it's as avoidable as the fuel prices. When you tell people you're going to eliminate fossil fuel, this is the inevitable point that we've reached. And when you deliberately open your borders, this is the point to where we have reached. Where, you know, we only know of the people that are getting killed trying to get to this country. We don't know about the ones that the coyotes are leaving in the desert, like that little, I think it was a three-year-old girl wandering around the desert by herself. Some unscrupulous coyote just left her out there to die.
Hey, ranchers in Texas and in border towns and other places, they literally are showing on TV dead bodies that they find on their property. I mean, absolutely. Because people just die on, this is a perilous, treacherous path. Now, I understand people's desire for a better life, but we have a legal system. And once people know that the illegal system's not going to pay off for you, they're going to stop coming and we'll save lives. I don't want anybody dying. I believe, you know, God, life comes from God.
Right. No, without a doubt. And to see these poor people, I mean, these were probably 53 innocent Mexicans. These aren't the rapists and murderers that 45 talked about coming over. They were led by the rapists and murderers who they talked about that were the unscrupulous, the ones that are bringing drugs into this country. I mean, if these people got away undetected, 53, well, I believe it was over 60 immigrants in that trailer. I can only imagine the amount of things that are getting through this border right now, and it's just horrible. I don't even want to think about all the damage that's been done.
It's unreal. Listen, thanks for all your insight. Thanks for what you do every day. You're right on every point you're making here, and we just appreciate what you're doing. If we can ever help you out, let us know. We really appreciate all you truckers out there, all you farmers out there, all you people that feed us, all you people that never get the credit, or, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable. We take things for granted so much. God bless
you,
my friend. Norman is in upstate New York. Norman, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. Thanks so much for taking my call. You know, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, and a big fan. And I just recently, like a month ago, watched on YouTube you from like 30 years ago. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but you were very cute back then. And I was able to see the fire coming out of your mouth and so much passion. It was like...
No, Norman, you're not like hitting on me here, are you? What's going on with this? Where are we going with this?
No. I'm not. No. I loved it.
I'm teasing. I'm just teasing you. Listen, I hate my staff whenever there's some kind of anniversary. For example, we became a couple of months ago, I guess, the longest running primetime cable. I became the longest running primetime cable news host in the history of cable news. We surpassed Larry King's record. I don't really give it much thought because I kind of feel like I just got started and I've got a lot more work to do. I'm not going anywhere. So I'm grateful that I get that camera every night and this microphone every day, and you make that happen. So thank you.
And we're really lucky to have you doing what you're doing. But I was calling, and actually about what the previous caller said about these migrants that died in that tractor trailer. I don't now turn on my air conditioning in my car because of the gas prices, unless it's totally unbearably hot. But if it's a little hot, I'll stay in my car and not turn on the air conditioning. And it's really hot. These people were stuck in a tractor trailer. We're talking about a metal outside, and it was boiling hot in there. And I don't even want to think about it. But I was calling about the January 6th committee. They have no credibility. I'm so disgusted with how they're conducting themselves. And now they have this woman who comes up and says that President Trump lunged at the Secret Service agent. And by the way, before they had this woman testifying and saying that President Trump wanted to go to the Capitol on the January 6th, the left-wing media was saying that President Trump sent his supporters to go to the Capitol, said he was going to come with them, and abandoned them by going to the White House. So at least now the Democrats are admitting that President Trump wanted to go to the Capitol. But they're not. I don't believe that they're going to allow Secret Service agents to come and testify on behalf of President Trump because they're not looking for the truth. And one more thing, Sean, if I may, about the Republicans are going to get back the House and the Senate in November, but I'm sorry to say this. I don't have confidence in them. I don't think that they're going to go after this January 6th committee and really look into what happened, and I don't think they're going to go after Hunter Biden and all the money he's made. I don't think they have the backbone. They don't have the best record of being strong and fighting for what's right, and they're not going to go by the standards that the Democrats set. Really, all they need to do is they need to say President Trump was impeached over nothing. Joe Biden has a lot of things to impeach him over. The Democrats are going to say all the things that the Republicans are going to say they should impeach him over aren't worth impeachment. Republicans could say, you guys impeached President Trump over absolutely nothing. You had no solid evidence. We're going to go by your standards and impeach Joe Biden over nothing as well. That's the only way to fight back.
Well, right now they can't do anything. Right now, everything hinges on what happens in November. Many predicting a wave election. I hope it's a wave election. As it relates to the January 6th committee, they already apparently, according to our last guest, our earlier guest on the program today, they already testified before the January 6th committee. So they would have known this. Now, this woman, Cassidy Hutchinson, testified 3 or 4 times beforehand, and they make this is a big revelation. Okay, now we could very easily find out if she's telling the truth about whether that's her handwriting or not, and we can very easily find out the truth whether or not she was told this story about Donald Trump fighting with Secret Service agents trying to commandeer the vehicle that he was being driven in. And I would think it would be in the committee's best interest, if they cared about integrity at all, to get the truth out to the public. But I don't think they want to. That's why they haven't shown the American people Donald Trump's words, peacefully, patriotically, march to the Capitol so your voices will be heard. That's why they haven't aired. They decide what the content is. They're not airing the fact that Donald Trump, that there was testimony that Donald Trump authorized up to 20,000 troops to protect the Capitol 2 days before. Which goes along with what I knew from the beginning. This is a committee that is filled with Trump haters. There's not a single dissenting voice there. They have a predetermined outcome and narrative that they want to push on the American people. And the media mob, as always, is all too willing to accommodate them. And that's where we find ourselves. And I wish I could do more. But there's only so much I, as a member of the press, can do. We did our job. I interviewed the people. We're the ones that broke this story wide open about the authorization of troops. And I first got word that it might have happened. Then I got the president, asked him in an interview. I asked Mark Meadows in an interview. I asked Kash Patel in an interview. I asked Chris Miller, the secretary of the Department of Defense at the time. And I reached out to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Milley, and he's been traveling abroad, so I've not had a chance to talk to him or interview him, but somebody close to him did give me confirmation that he had conversations with President Trump about safety of the Capitol prior to January 6th. So, I mean, at that point, that takes their whole narrative that Trump wanted this to happen and blows it right out of the water. And especially you have to have a little bit more knowledge. You have to understand how the process works. Once the president authorizes that troops can be called up, well, that's not his decision any longer. Then it becomes the jurisdiction, like over the summer of 2020, like Portland, Oregon. You know, the mayor of Portland would not call up the troops. But Nancy Pelosi, that was her jurisdiction. Why haven't they called her in? Why haven't they called Muriel Bowser in? I mean, look, I'm not saying everything went perfectly that day or mistakes weren't made that day. But the number one mistake is the violence could have been prevented had they taken that authorization, called up the troops, protected the Capitol, especially coming off a summer of 574 riots, especially knowing tensions in the country were high, especially knowing a big crowd was coming and knowing that there's always bad actors in every crowd. These are simple summations, basic fundamental common sense. Anyway, appreciate the call, Norman. God bless you. Michael in Iowa. What's up, Michael? How are you?
Doing great, Sean. I've got a question for you based on the Supreme Court decision of the Second Amendment that either if you can't answer, if you could ask one of the great legal experts you have on.
Okay, what's that?
I'm a truck driver, and I carry while I'm out on the road, especially in these days with the crime being up. And with the decision and the opinion being written like it was that caring for self-defense is a right, couldn't this argument...
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, Fox News Channel. Biden's failures overseas couldn't be more egregious. We'll tell you all about it. Biden now calling for the end of the filibuster for abortion, a carve-out, as they call it, to codify Roe v. Wade. We'll have the latest on this loss in terms of the stay in Mexico policy. Mark Brnovich, Steve Miller tonight. The left melting down over the Supreme Court.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
After countless steps and more than a few miles, your dog drives you forward one last time to make that final climb. And as the rising sun peeks out from the horizon, you know, incredible happens here because it starts here with the fuel that makes it all possible, Pro Plan Sport. Discover advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours at ProPlanSport.com.
Spot on, nice fish.
Nice, Katie.
Minnesota gold right there.
Home to more than 10,000 lakes and rivers and streams, Minnesota offers some of the best freshwater fishing in the country.
Nice walleye.
Discover what else makes Minnesota the star of the North at ExploreMinnesota.com.